Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Today's video is our NFL legend video. Today we're going to highlight Shannon Sharp, Denver Broncos, Baltimore Ravens, and Savannah State University. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer who's making it happen today, Mr. Logan Landers, and I'm your host, Vincent Turner. So one more time. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. The tight end position. Right now, probably the most high-level position that in the NFL that we're looking at. Because you're looking at all the great tight ends that we have that's played their position over the last few years. And Rob Gronkowski, Travis Kelce right now. And both of them are playing at a high level. But going back into the history, this position wasn't really as much, I want to say, high level, but you had some outstanding players that kind of put the tone to this position, like a John Mackey, like a Charlie Sanders, like a Charlie Young, like a Dave Casper, like a gentleman I saw playing college, Kellen Winslow Jr., Senior, out of the University of Missouri, a Todd Christensen, a Ben Coates, a Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, and Jason Witten. But the gentleman I think that really set the tone at this position was Shannon Sharp. And the reason I say this is because Shannon Sharp put up some great numbers, but the one thing he did, he was one of the best blockers at this position. But let me go back to his career. 815 receptions, over 10,000 yards, 62 touchdowns, 62 more receptions in the postseason. One thing I like about Mr. Sharp from a three-year period from 1996 to 1998, he had over 2,900 yards receiving and 23 touchdowns. And he was a gentleman that could talk the talk and walk the talk. Then he had three 1,000-yard seasons as a tight end, two seasons when he had over 10 touchdowns, eight-time Pro Bowler. And he still got the longest catch in postseason, I believe, of any receiver, whether the tight end or the receiving position, the 96-yarder he caught against the Oakland Raiders for the Baltimore Ravens and propelled them to winning the world championship in the 1998 AFC championship game. Hall of Fame class in 2011. And then think about the 2002 season when he had that game against the Kansas City Chiefs, where he broke Jackie Smith's all-time record for tight ends in a single game. 12 receptions, 214 yards, and two touchdowns. But what made Mr. Sharp so much different, you got to look at his skill set. He was clutch, A+. Physical, A+. His speed, A+. His large hands, A+. The ability as a tight end to find holes in the defense, A+. Precision route running as a tight end, A+. Outstanding runner after the catch, A+. Viable passing catching threat for John Elway in his years in Denver, A+. Overpowered safeties, A+. And I don't have to say no more about his production, A+. The playmaking ability, A+. But what's going to set me apart when I talk about Shannon Sharp and you comparing him to all the other tight ends being very versatile and all around, think about Ozzie Newsome, think about Mike Ditka, think about Charlie Sanders, and think about even Billy Joe Dupree that played with the Dallas Cowboys. The young man was an outstanding blocker. And I'm going to give you some stats that's going to blow your mind. When he was with the Broncos, his first year, Bobby Humphreys had over 1,200 yards. The next year, Gaston Green went over 1,037 yards, a young man out of UCLA. Then in 95, Terrell Davis became the starting tailback for the Denver Broncos. He went over 1,100 yards. Then the following year, Terrell Davis went over 1,500. The next year, Terrell Davis went over 1,700. And then in 1998, Terrell Davis had 2,008 yards. And then coming back the following year in 99, when Terrell Davis tore his knee up, Alandis Gary even went over 1,100 yards. And then when Mr. Sharp got traded to the Baltimore Ravens, his first year there, Baltimore Super Bowl season, Jamal Lewis, running back out of University of Tennessee by way of Metro Atlanta, Douglas High School, went over 1,364 yards. Well, you asking me, Vincent Turner, why is he bringing up all these running backs going over 1,000 yards? Well, the offense of Denver and Baltimore ran 85% to Shannon Sharpe's side. 85% to his side, and all these great running backs went over 1,000 yards because he played a key part into that. I don't have to say no more about Mr. Shannon Sharpe. Four-time All-Pro, member of the 1990 All-Decade Team, and three Super Bowl rings. He talked the talk, he walked the talk. It's very simple. He's one of the top five best tight ends that ever played in the National Football League, and he's done it at a high level. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been an honor to honor this young man at the tight end position, Mr. Shannon Sharpe. I'd like to give special thanks once again to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. Be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.